Today from the Ohio Newsroom, our state's civil rights heroes. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, the unsung mothers of the civil rights movement. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Virginia Harewood was 8 years old in 1954 when the Supreme Court case Brown v. Board of Education supposedly ended segregation in schools. But despite that, her elementary school in the southwestern city of Hillsboro was still divided. As a Black student, she was required to attend Lincoln School, an aging, dilapidated building with less resources than its white counterparts. Harewood's mother, Elsie Stewart Young, couldn't let that stand.
She said, when you believe in something, you gotta fight for it. You know, you don't just lay down and let people treat you any kind of way.
Each morning, they, along with 18 other Black women and 36 other children, trudged through snow, rain, and heat to the all-white school. The families walked past jeering adults and crosses burnt by the Ku Klux Klan. And each and every day, the school turned them away. Sometimes Harewood would pretend to be sick, hoping to avoid the 2 miles and back each school day. But her mom still always helped her put her boots on.
And so she'd be like, you'll be okay, baby, let's go. When you get back home, you can be sick. Of course, I wasn't sick when we got back home.
Last year, Ohio Humanities helped produce a documentary about the Hillsboro Mothers. Melvin Barnes Jr. is a historian with the nonprofit. He says the walks weren't just hard for kids like Harewood. With each march, the families risked their economic security and safety. Police once threatened to arrest one of the mothers.
She just had this beautiful reply that was like, okay, well, I'll go home and let me finish my laundry and then you can come take me to jail.
She wasn't arrested, but she and the other mothers had much more than just the law to worry about. They had to make sure their kids were getting an education. So after the 4 mile trek, they taught lesson plans provided by local Quaker teachers. And at the same time, they were fighting segregation through lawsuits. In 1956, the issue was finally settled.
We won it, and so then we were able to go.
But that win didn't immediately fix everything. Myra Phillips marched as a 5-year-old with her mother. She says even after schools were integrated, she was teased and forced to sit by herself in the back of the classroom. The lawsuit was only resolved after 2 straight years of marching. That makes the Lincoln School marches one of the longest sustained civil rights movements in American history.
This action started before the Montgomery bus boycott and ended afterwards. So it's really this story that is a contemporary of Dr. King and Rosa Parks, people on that cutting edge of the civil rights movement.
And Barnes says it was a model replicated by other parents across the country. But despite its significance, the story wasn't widely told for decades. Local historians and storytellers like author Carlotta Penn are working to change that.
This really is a story about mothers and the very often unrecognized labor and love of mothers for their families, for their communities, and in particular in the civil rights struggle.
Penn and her co-author Debbie Rigaud wrote the children's book Step by Step, How the Lincoln School Marches Blazed a Trail to Justice. They hope to emphasize a message that the Hillsboro mothers proved. You can enact change through perseverance. Philip says the marches have another lesson to offer.
My mom said, you know, always get your education. Push your kids to get your education because that's something they can't take away from you.
After a long trek, she got her education. Now she's hopeful her story will offer a path forward for the next generation. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
This story is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.